4YDI mobile.
Good morning, KC4,
tell you. This is David. I am mobile and driving to Charlotte this morning.
Going to Charlotte, stay safe on that trip to Barry this morning.
About half of that. I don't know if it's on my end or yours. There's a lot of static.
Let's see, how does that sound? Hey, I'm using Carl Stan in two, not two weeks, so it might be a little off. We'll see how it goes. What's going to be doing up in Charlotte today?
Planes, but, yeah, that crossband repeat, I'd love to have some of that. I don't think my mobile radio does that, but I would love it if it did.
Can you do that?
Gaysu FT200.
Yeah, I don't think that one does do that. If you get the, I think it's the ICOM 2800. I'm not sure. I'll have to check myself on that. I think if he's got an ICOM 2800, that has a crossband or two, the TYT 9800 has a crossband or two, and if you're lucky enough, you can find one, a Kenwood TMD 700A, which is what I have, it also has things about those ICOMs, I've had
all my radios so far have been Yaesu. I don't know why, just I guess because I'm used to the menus, but those icons look really nice.
I've also heard good things about them. I've never used one to find out for myself. You never know. I might buy me one day. And that way I have one in the truck and one in the house, but we'll see.
Got is this mobile in my truck on VHF UHF, but I don't have a base station for the 2 meter 70 centimeter bands.
It's not hard to have, but it's also not easy to acquire, especially when the economy makes everything cost 10 times more than it should cost.
I figure I can get one set up. I gotta mess with the antenna. Living in HOA, so I gotta be careful. I'm limited in what I can put up, but the truck works all right.
Oh, that's an easy setup. If you have an attic, get you like a small little cable and a nice out antenna. And just earn the Kovac, whatever it is I have the radio at, and read it. And the antenna mounted on the table in the attic. That usually works out pretty good.
Play with that too, because on the outside I've got the HOA, and on the inside I got the house manager. It doesn't want coax running through ceilings.
Man, now that's a bummer. That reason you'll never catch me.
They're all right. I mean, they're not too awful, the one I live in, but they don't let you have an antenna mounted to your house. But again, HF, that's not as big of an issue because you can hide them easier, but those VHF, UHF verticals are a little bit more obvious.
Can't have the big, nice antennas. I've never been fond of HOAs, and that's one of my main reasons why. But all that aside, ham radio is still a fun hobby.
YDI Friday.
4 trillion for station identification. I hope you have a safe trip.
Much if it's uneventful, like I hope it is, I'll be back in a couple days and won't have any airplane problems.
Hopefully, no airplane problems. We don't need that. But you stay safe, and I'll be in here in Washington. If you want to holler back at me later, you can. I'm going to be on here pretty much all day, so stay safe. Kyle Chase and 73 from now. Pleasure talking to you. This is 4HAU and thank you for the T-shirt.
QSO, thanks for answering the call, and we'll catch up soon. 73, KQ4YDI.